Hi there. Today is Tuesday, July 13th, 2010, and this is Animal Wisdom Mastery Hour, and this is sponsored by the Animal Spirit Healing and Education Network. Our guest presenter tonight is Asia Voigt, presenting Pure Flow Dolphin Communication. This course, both the audio content and any related printed material, is not an alternative or substitute for good medical or veterinary care, proper nutrition, training, or exercise. It is not meant to cure, diagnose, or prescribe in any way. The views of the presenter are not necessarily the views of the sponsor or network. The audio and materials are intended for educational and informational purposes only. This Cafe Mastery Hour is digitally recorded for the benefit of those participating live as well as for future listeners. This audio recording and any set of printed materials are copyrighted and may not be distributed or sold in any way outside of Animal Spirit Network. Please refer to your student waiver for additional guidelines, and thank you for your participation. And I'm going to switch over to the Animal Wisdom Mastery Hour at this time.
Everybody from, I'm calling from Wisconsin.
So am I, Madison.
Hi, it's Kristen, and I'm back.
Oh, hi.
Great. Hi. And I'm assuming that a few more people have joined us, so that's wonderful. And I just would like to mention before we get started tonight, for anyone who this is a first-time teleclass for you, and even if it's not, I just ask that if you have any background noise going on at your home, that you just mute your phone, and you can do that in two different ways, by pressing the mute button on your handset or by pressing the star 6 on your keypad. Press the star 6 star button and then the 6 button on your keypad. And as we go along, Asia, I'll leave it up to you how you would like to stop and take breaks for questions or if you'll hold those for the end. But if people wish to participate and you're muted, just press the mute button again on your handset or press the star 6 and it will unmute you, okay? But if you're talking away and it doesn't sound like anyone is hearing you and you're asking your question, then take a bet that you're still muted and go ahead and unmute, okay?
Okay. So Alice, can you hear? I'm not right near a road, but I have a window open near me. Is it quiet now for the line, Kristen?
Yep, you sound great, Asia.
Okay, good.
Yep, you sound fine. And so I first want to just welcome everyone here tonight and particularly welcome Asia Voigt. As our presenter tonight, she's going to be presenting the topic Pure Flow Dolphin Communication. And Asia is an animal communicator, a teacher, a healer, and she is also a dolphin trip facilitator. And I have heard that the trips that she facilitates are just really wonderful, fantastic experiences for people interacting with the dolphins and the sea life. She has a lot of experience in communicating with all species of animals as well as the dolphins, and she's going to share some of those insights with us tonight. So, Asia, I welcome you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very excited to share the information I have from the dolphins, and I'll just tell you a little bit about my background first. I started communicating with animals when I was a child. It just was always there for me. And it wasn't just animals, it was nature, all different aspects of nature, rocks, the wind, trees, spirit guides, lightning. It was very wonderful, very exciting. And this continued for me until I was a teenager and I started hearing people's thoughts. And that was very uncomfortable. I didn't like it. And especially in my precious family where we said one thing and meant something else. So it was very disconcerting for me. And I didn't have a teacher. I didn't know where to go at that time. And I just asked it to all stop. And it did. And it really was just one of the saddest times of my life, really. And that continued until 1987 when I was in a very severe car accident and I had a near-death experience. And during that, one of the many things that happened is the Ascended Master spoke about me coming back to Earth and sharing this ability with others. And so I have been doing that, and I've been working professionally now for 12 years, and I've worked with like 40,000 animals. And recently I have started working with children who are unable to speak due to being differently abled, and that has been extremely rewarding in helping their families for the first time hear their children's voices and how much they are aware of what's going on in the family. And so about the dolphins, I have facilitated 6 trips, and they have been in Bimini, Bahamas. And Bimini is one of the smaller islands of about 600 islands that make up the Bahamas. And the wonderful thing about Bimini is for about 200 miles right around there, it's very shallow, between 30 and maybe 50 feet. White sands, very clear, warm water. So it's perfect for snorkelers. And it's also really wonderful for having like an eco trip that a lot of us animal lovers love to have, and because no large cruise ships can fit because it's so shallow. And so you're not going to run into the big noxious fumes when you're swimming in these beautiful places. And the dolphins of Bimini are very friendly, and I kind of call them the golden retrievers of dolphins. Sometimes they're a little more challenging to find in Bimini because the area is much larger, but once you do find them, they're very curious and very healing and desiring to, healing for people and desiring to interact with us, and masters at scanning people throughout. They just know when they look at you your whole life, and have been able to send me messages, the people on my trips. And one of the stories that I wanted to share about that is a woman, I'm going to call her Marsha, on my trip. And the dolphins were around her, and they used, you know, clicking sounds and scanning her. And after we came back on the boat, we were all sharing our experiences, and I said that those dolphins definitely have a message for you, in that you had a lot of birth trauma, and that has affected your life. And now this woman is in her early 60s. So even the dolphins, even though this happened for her 60 years ago, they were able to see the trauma that happened to her as a newborn and how that has affected her for the last 60 years. And they spoke in detail and really said it would be so wonderful for you to do some rebirthing work to clear out this trauma and really be able to live the life that you're meant to. And when we got back to the mainland, she went right at it, found a weekend healing retreat, and reported back to all of us how amazing it was. She went back, she found the trauma that had happened to her, which before was only a kind of rumor from one of her aunts. Her mother would never mention anything, actually, about her birth, but an aunt who had been there just say to her, "You had a very hard birth." And she found indeed that she did, and was able to clear that out and feel so much joy and vibrancy and clarity and forward movement in her life that she has struggled with. So it's such a joy and blessing to be able to be with the dolphins. And my own personal story with them, the first time I was swimming, and the dolphins love it when humans dive down, which we didn't know this at first. And the dolphins came around us, was there for a few minutes, and then they started swimming away. And I'm like, no, don't go. How can we keep you here longer? And they said, well, you know, we want some fun humans. I'm like, oh, no, what is a fun human? Please tell me. Well, you know, the humans that dive down. So I yelled out to everybody in my group, dive down. Just dive down as best as you can. Go. So we all start diving down, and they came swimming back, about 8 dolphins. And when I was coming up, one of them swam up right with my body, inches from me and looking right into my eye. It's like time froze. And the dolphin said to me, oh, why such a sad heart? Now, this is the really neat part about the holographic mind connection, because I said to the dolphin, I don't think I'll have a sad heart. And the dolphin said, well, let me show you. So then at that moment, they were able to take the image of my heart, kind of like pull it out of my body into this image in front of me and in between the dolphin, and the dolphin was able to say, look for yourself. And I could see my heart, and it had like a huge scab on it. It did not look like a healthy heart. It looked like a very sad heart indeed. And I said, my gosh, I had no idea. And the dolphin said, yes, you can see my concern now, and would you like me to help you? I'm like, absolutely, because here I see this, my heart, thinking, what could help me? This seems impossible. And the dolphin's like, no, this is not impossible at all. And then energetically, the dolphin was able to go into my core energy, take off this scab. I instantly started sobbing, which is not easy to do in a mask and a snorkel. And the dolphin said, you will be sad for a while this pain that oozes out of your heart. And I could, they showed me that. And so for another moment, I could see this kind of poison and pain coming out of my heart, and the dolphin creating a pathway for that to leave my body. And I was just overwhelmed with gratitude and appreciation and love for this dolphin. And I said, you know, thank you. And the dolphin just sent me back a sensation of love and really like, you're welcome. And then, you know, the dolphin kind of went on to say, this is what we do for each other. And we're happy to assist anyone. So that was an amazing healing piece for me and for all of my, for my clients and my, the trip participants that come with me, and for me to really know that in my body and my soul, that the level that the dolphins are there for us, and it's quite easy for them. Really, the dolphin's like, oh, you're welcome. It's not a problem. This is what we do. And so it was really an absolute blessing. And even though the most of the communication actually happens after we are done swimming with them, and because, and I think really probably for my students and my who come with me, I think for me, because I have so much experience at communicating with animals, I'm able to swim and dive down and be excited just to see a dolphin and still be able to communicate with them at the same time. A lot of my students are just so overwhelmed with just being in the water with them that they're not necessarily hearing the messages. So then when we get out of the water and we're back in the boat and we have time to regroup, they might have said, you know, I'm looking back now and I felt a sensation, but I'm not sure what it was. So they definitely have an idea that a communication happened, or they'll say, I felt a buzzing in my head. My whole body was vibrating. I felt nauseated. These are some of the experiences they might have, but they're not able to put that into a language yet. And so I'm able to contact the dolphin that was with that person and find out their message. So the really great news is about those of us who especially don't live anywhere near dolphins swimming free and wild is that we can still communicate with them even though we're thousands of miles away, and still reap the benefits of that. And we'll have an opportunity here today to, I'm going to guide you in a little meditation for you to receive your own messages from the dolphins, or at least start a connection, start a rapport and a relationship with a dolphin that takes interest in you and would like to share their gifts also of healing with you. Great. So before I go on, I would just like to open up the line to see if there's any questions or comments about what I just shared. And whenever you're ready, you can start.
Anybody have questions? Nope, sounds like they're just absorbing it all at this point, Asia, so you can keep on going.
Okay, great. The other dolphin connection I'd like to talk about is when I was in Hawaii, and I was swimming. The dolphins, and if I didn't say it, the dolphins in Bimini are mostly the spotted dolphins or the bottlenose. And the, again, two extremely friendly groups of dolphins. And the dolphins that I swim with in Hawaii along the Big Island are the spinner dolphins. And I had an opportunity to swim with them about five times. And they're very different to me, the experience that I had. They reminded me more like a stereotypical cat. It's like, I see you. I know you're over there. I'm not sure I'm going to come over by you, though. I'm not in the mood. And so it was kind of much more aloofness most of the time. Again, not all of the time, but mostly I remember the group that I was with of very spiritual animal lovers, and we're so excited. Here come the dolphins, and they just zoomed right past us with barely a hello. And that happened many, many, many times, probably, I don't know, 20 times. And then, so we reconnected ourselves with the Mother Earth and opening our hearts and letting go of expectations or any kind of pushy energy that we might have within us, and really opened and went back in the water. And this time it really, of course, made a difference. And they came over by me, and I was swimming with them, and I was swimming really fast. And I was on the inside, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I hope they turn to the right so I can stay on the small side of the circle so I can keep up with them. And I felt the head dolphin, and there was probably about 30 dolphins, a pretty large group. I heard the head dolphin say, I will consider that. And I'm like, oh, good, thank you. And then she said, okay, group, everybody to the right. And the end, all 30 dolphins made a nice soft curve to the right. And I was like, yes, yes, I can stay swimming with you. And I was a few inches from one dolphin. And she was saying, yeah, I see you. You're not that special. It's amazing you can keep up. And it reminded me of a meditation I did probably 15 years ago, where I was communicating with a deer. And the deer said to me, oh, you humans, you think you're so special. You're just not. You're just a part of us. You have to let go of that in order to really unite with us, that you're better. And so it was interesting here. I had thought that I had gotten rid of that energy, that I'm better than you energy. And obviously this dolphin was saying, you still got some of it in you. And so really working on humbling myself in their presence. And I thanked the dolphin for this message. And we continued swimming, and I just relaxed and saying, I acknowledge your wisdom and your beauty. And I could feel the dolphins soften right away. And then they said, now everybody down and spin. And they just dove down and into the 200 feet deep area that we were swimming in. And obviously I was not able to follow them. But to see and hear how in the pod mind that they're speaking to each other, and that every single dolphin was in unison. They did not bump into each other. They knew to go to the right, they knew to go to the left. And the head dolphin was telling me that anybody, mostly any of the dolphins, could be one of the head dolphins, and that they took turns guiding the group. And I said, I had saw what a little baby dolphin, and I said, well, what about this one? And they said, no, probably not her. But one of the adult females was usually, would take turns guiding the group. And then about 20 minutes later, I was swimming along, and I was right near the photographer who was taking pictures on this group. And at that point, I had never had been blessed to get myself in a picture with dolphins. And now again, this is a very human desire to have a picture with dolphins, but I had it. And sometimes, like I said, they were swimming by so fast that it was impossible. And so I saw this group coming. There's the photographer in the water, all lined up. And I said to them, would you please slow down? I really would love to get a picture with you. There's the photographer, and I would really appreciate it. And they were swimming, I mean, extremely fast, and I'm very far behind them, and all of a sudden they went, okay. And then every single one of them just stopped. And I was still swimming as fast as I could, and it was like I almost ran into them. I'm like, oh, thank you. And so I ended up getting these beautiful pictures with them, and I thanked them. And then another dolphin came along and said, who can catch me? See if you can catch me. And off they went. So it is amazing to be able to be in their presence and being able to communicate with them. And all of us, and I absolutely know this in my heart, all of us have the ability to be able to do that. I have just been practicing a lot longer. And anybody who practices and has the desire can attain communicating with dolphins and your own dogs or birds or horses at home, the trees out in your yard, the rocks, the wind, is all available to us. So we can live in that world of connection and unity and oneness and step forward that way. And it's really beautiful to have that. So any of you who are interested in learning how to communicate with dolphins or animals, I really support you in educating yourself and practicing are probably two of the main things. And then other than that, it's really about clearing away the blocks that you have in your life. Because when I had my near-death experience, at that point I had turned off my ability to communicate. Like I mentioned, I was hearing people's thoughts. It wasn't working in my life. And when I had my near-death experience, I could not hear anybody or any animals telepathically. But right when I met the Ascended Masters, they spoke to me telepathically, and immediately I was like, oh, yeah, I know how to do this. This is who I am. And my soul self knows how to communicate telepathically. I don't have to learn this. This is my soul self. It's already in there. And so that's how when I teach my students, I really hold them in that space of you already have this ability. I am just here to assist you in re-remembering your birthright, your soul right. It's in there. And it's really, again, mostly I find most of my students is things in their lives that are blocking them, like it might be fear or ridicule that if their friends or family know they're communicating with animals. It might have to do with religious upbringing. Some religions do not believe that animals have souls and do not believe that it's right to communicate with them. So it might be a belief that you have, again, or fear, or maybe you would see that if you opened your heart that much, some pain that you've had from your childhood or from a recent relationship that has been stifled might come forward. And that's really how it mainly was for me when I was, even though I could communicate with the animals, I knew I wasn't communicating with them as fully as I had when I was a very young child. And for me, clearing out pain that I had from my childhood, even though it was horrible to feel it again, it was horrible to see it and relive it. But once I cleared that out of my cells and my energy field, it was so worth it. Because instead of hearing words or sentences from the animals, I was now hearing complete paragraphs. So every time you go kind of excavating within yourself to find out what are my blocks, what's holding me back from my desire and passion to be able to communicate with animals, when you discover that and clear it out of the way, it's there. It's just there. And so I really encourage my students to find out what that is, and or also asking the angels or God to say, I want this just cleared out. I want some bonus points here, and I'm just ready to have this gone. So that is also another way you can do it. Great. Well, let's open up for questions again and see if anybody has anything they'd like to share or any questions that they have. I know I do have one question from that Kristen that you gave to me earlier, but I'll see if there's anything else. Anybody like to share? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Nancy from New York. I just had a question. You said that it's mostly the females that and they take turns leading the pot. Is there ever is that just a general rule, or do the males also sometimes take over and do they decide among themselves, or does one volunteer? Has that ever come across how they make that decision?
Thank you for that question. And you know, what I found when I was in Hawaii is that I found I didn't have as much experience as when I was with the Bimini dolphins, but I found it was always that they had females that were leading, and it was usually the males were the ones who were saying, come and catch, you know, can you catch me? I seemed to find that they were the younger males who were leaping in the air the most, swimming extremely fast and around people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that applies everywhere, but that was with the group that I was finding on those 5 days that I was there. That's how
mm-hmm.
it appeared to me. I don't think that dolphins necessarily are have absolutes in their relationships either. They seem to be just quite fluid. And you want to do that? Go ahead. And when I was in Bimini, I didn't have that same experience. I could hear them talking. I could hear them sharing. And I wasn't even sure if there was a lead dolphin. They just
mm-hmm.
were, I don't know if more bonded is even the correct term,
mm-hmm.
but they seemed tighter. So they were, their pod mind was even more intense. It was thicker. It was bigger. It was more immense. It was like they were already just swimming kind of in this gelatinous knowing
mm-hmm.
that created them moving and flowing in the correct direction.
Mm-hmm.
It just was. They just knew they were turning right. They didn't even have to say it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Great. Any other questions or comments?
This is Mary Helen, and I have a question. Because you have the ability you're swimming and you're integrating this, the flow of communication while you're doing that, and you said like some of the students do their communicating after, but how would you compare that feeling of the pod mind, if you will, and their interacting communication with, as opposed to a family of animals? Like that someone has a mixed group of, you know, cats, dogs, a bird. How would you, you know, and you know they also communicate with each other in their way. I mean, they're not the same species, but if they're close, they would do that. How would
mm-hmm.
you say that would be different?
Mm-hmm. That was a very good question. Let me see. The first thing that comes to mind is actually horses. Because when I think of I guess personally, I'm not usually with a group of dogs. My own family, I have two dogs. And I know I hear my wand dog saying, we're going to go over here now. And she's always the leader. And my other dog always goes, okay. So I've really just been in small groups. I haven't seen it. And I have hung out with large groups of horses. And it seems like to me with the horses, they definitely are much more strict on who the leader is. And they work very hard to be the leader and to be strong. They're proving it. Who's the strongest? Who's the most intelligent? Who has the most wisdom? And I think also because with the dolphins, I've just had, it was almost more like a vacation time with me. I was just there observing and being present. When I'm with the horses, honestly, I don't think I've just taken the same amount of time just to be with them and sit in their presence. I'm usually just going, get my horse, notice what's going on, and then, you know, take him to do my own connection with him. But when I've gone to be with the dolphins, I have just had hours to be in the water with them, just to quietly be present and noticing and understanding. Also that they're really going at high speeds a lot of the time, and I think that's what stood out to me. Okay, now everybody needs to turn to the right or we're going to really collide into each other. And I guess if you had a group of on a, you know, 10,000 acres or something like that, or a place where they really were running all the time in groups of 30, it would be really amazing to observe the same thing. I think that's what the difference is. Does that help explain that to you?
Yeah, and when you were speaking, I clicked with, obviously, there's the animals and their survival is dependent on their group mentality, their group consciousness, if you will, so whether it's a pod or whether it's a herd. And, you know, my example was household, what I would call family members, you know, dogs, cats. Obviously, they are more solitary in some ways. There are packs, but it's not quite the same when we have them in our home and they live with us and do our thing. So I guess I was just thinking about the feeling of the communication itself, about choosing, like you used the example of your own dog. So it feels there's somebody taking charge and somebody's communicating that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions before we continue?
Have you found any connection between horses and dolphins in particular?
Say the question again.
Have you experienced any special connection between horses and dolphins?
No,
Asia,
I haven't.
Can I just ask, who was asking that?
This is Kate.
Okay, Kate, thank you.
No, I haven't. I mean, having a dolphin and a horse in the same place at the same time? Or do you mean physically? Do you mean spiritually?
Spiritually.
No, I still haven't. That might have opened it up to more possibilities, obviously. But no, I have not had the opportunity to communicate with a dolphin and a horse at the same time or have them, like, know each other or work together in some way. No, I haven't. That would be very interesting to have that experience. I think actually having that experience between any kind of animals would be have amazing conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling together animals that probably do not normally reside near each other.
Mm.
You know, like saying to a dolphin, "Well, here's a horse. What do you think about this horse? What do you see about this horse?" Or the horse to the dolphin. What's your experience of each other? I think that would be really amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so let's see how we're doing on time here. All right, we have about 20 minutes left. So what I would like to get to then is leading everybody in a meditation for you to get an opportunity to start finding and connecting with a dolphin that you can call on and start creating a relationship with them, and then possibly even tonight having your own personal message from them. And I know that the first Dauphin that I met in Bimini, and whenever I think of them, and it's nice to have a name for each other, but I actually don't have a name for this Dauphin, but when I think of them, I can see them right away, and just such joy fills me and happiness. And that was almost 4 years ago, and it's like it's so fresh. And so I know that I have a relationship with this Dauphin, and it's just like saying hello, I acknowledge you, wishing you well. And it's usually those kinds of things. Maybe on a monthly basis, I probably connect with this Dauphin. But once you can start having a relationship, then you can say, you know, are you seeing anything that I'm missing in my life? How is my heart looking to you? Any other part of my body? Any special messages to guide me in my work or my relationships? And it's wonderful to have that. So I would like to lead everybody in a little meditation to start you in creating that in your life, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever works for you. And just like one of your own animals in your home, what a special blessing that is. And even though probably most of us on the call don't live right next to the Dauphins, we can still share in this beautiful opportunity and connection with them on a telepathic and spiritual wavelength. So I'm just going to ask everybody to get as comfortable as possible. And maybe you have some pillows behind you, and you can lean back against them, or just a chair or a couch, or sitting on your meditation cushion. And then just closing your eyes and taking a deep, relaxing breath, and allowing any tension or tightness that you're feeling in your body to just fade down and out and flow down and out of your body. Great, and continue breathing slowly and deeply, and allowing yourself to be fully present here, and just noticing if there's any aspect of you that's not with you. And maybe it's thinking about work, maybe what you're doing after the call, and imagining bringing that piece of yourself back to your physical body here and now, and saying, no, be here with me. I want all of you here with me right now. Good, and continue breathing and relaxing and letting go, allowing your body to be loose and limp and relaxed. Ah, good. And just settling in and being aware of the earth connection. And imagine your feet going down to the layers of flooring down into the earth. Great. And your back and arms and head moving up, connecting with the sky energy. Great. And feeling yourself grounded and centered, and yet expanded. And knowing that telepathic connection really is your birthright. And even imagining now your heart opening and expanding forward. And even your heart out your back, expanding to the back. And feel yourself in all directions now. Open, relaxed, connected. Great. And now imagining in your mind's eye a beautiful place of ocean water, sea water, the Atlantic, the Pacific, Caribbean, wherever your heart calls you. See the beautiful turquoise water. It's warm, it's clear. clear. It's perfectly clear. Yes. And imagine yourself starting to wade into the water. Your feet are going in. You have no apprehension. You know you are completely safe. And even if you're not the best swimmer, you are in your spirit self. You're an amazing swimmer. And you can hold your breath for a very, very long time. You can even breathe underwater in your spirit body. And now moving in further into the water and taking another deep breath and diving in to the water. You're smiling. It's beautiful. It's easy to see. It's very clear. It's easy to open your eyes. You don't even need a mask. You don't need a snorkel. It might be nice to imagine some fins on your feet, though. Really long fins. Ah, look how fast you can go through the water now. And now calling out through your heart and your third eye, which is between your eyes and your forehead, a signal. I'm here. Is there a special dolphin here for me today that would like to connect with me, to be my friend, assist me, assist in healing me? Is there a dolphin there today who would like to connect with me? Please come forward. I'm here. I'm here to meet you. And seeing this echo of your greeting going out through the water very quickly, and even goes out 100 miles like that. And feel the sensation in your body of, ah, someone has heard my call, and they're coming. And while you're waiting for them, practice your diving down into the water, maybe even spinning down, upside down, flapping. Very good. And now you can see coming towards you is a dolphin, and maybe for some of you even a small group of dolphins. As they're getting closer, notice their size, their shape. What kind of colorings do they have on the outside? Do they have spots or stripes? Do they have a long nose or a short nose? Their age? Good, and just breathing, getting a sensation of your dolphin friend. What is the sensation of them? Do they feel silly and playful? Are they more serious, more mature? What is the feeling or sensation that occurs in your body when you get near this dolphin friend of yours or the dolphins? And now in your mind's eye or your eyes in the water, see, feel, or sense any other unique characteristics about your dolphin. Do they have scars on their sides? Is one of their fins missing? Notice if there's something unique, physically unique about your dolphin friend, so you may recognize them. And then if they are ready to communicate with you, you may then say, hello, this is my name. And what is your name? And allow yourself to feel, see, or sense that name coming to you. so you may call on them again. Great, and continue breathing and relaxing. And now also send out to your dolphin friend, do you have a message for me? Is this a message that you would like to share with me? And allow your dolphin friend to take a moment. Allow them, you may feel in your body, them scanning you. You may feel a little nauseated, even in your physical body while you're doing this meditation. You may feel some buzzing, some clicking, as they're scanning all of your energy field, the outside, the inside of you, throughout your whole life. And then when your dolphin friend is ready, and if it may be tonight, maybe tonight you're just meeting each other and your message will come at another time. But for those of you who are ready, inviting your dolphin friend then to share that special message with you. It can be in sounds, it can be words, a knowing, a sensation. It can be a picture, it can be a holographic picture. And allow your heart and mind to receive. And now I'm going to be quiet for a minute while you allow the message to fully integrate within you. Now, taking a deep breath and knowing that you may be able to communicate with your dolphin friend at any time. They are always available. And thanking them and sending them on their way for now and allowing yourself then time to integrate their message or messages. And some of you may also dream about them tonight. So I invite you to be very aware of your dreams and keep a notepad and pen by your bedside so when you wake up first thing in the morning to be able to write down any expanded message that they have for you. Great. And is there anyone who would like to now share their experience with the guided meditation?
Excuse me, this is Nancy from New York. I would like to share because even before the class, I had Flipper come, clear as a bell, and I know it was Flipper, and I used to watch Flipper as a child, and I loved this dolphin so much, and he came with me and said he waited a long time for me to come back, and the rest, that's pretty much that I knew he was there, and the scanning was like, you know how you would see maybe like a picture of what a scanning would look like, how radar would look, you know. I felt that, and I could visualize that type of a look of the radio waves or whatever going around through me. So, but I haven't gotten a complete message, or at least not on this level yet. I still feel like a little zoned out, actually. So perhaps when I fully come around again, I might get more of an awareness of that. But I'm very, very relaxed, and I'm very grateful to see Flipper again. And yes, he kind of gave me a heads up that he would be here. But it was very good. Thank you so much. And I'm grateful to him as well.
Oh, you are very welcome. And yes, even if they may not come to you in your dreams, just to be aware over the next few days, you know, sometimes you're sitting at a red light or you're in front of your computer just doing something, just take a moment to say, I'm ready for the next piece of my message.
Okay.
And yes, thank you so much.
Thank
for sharing. While you guys were doing that, I was asking the dolphins if they had any advice for us about the future of, especially about 2012. And they have a little homework question. And the question is for us to write down this question. I'll tell you in a moment. And then I have that write down on one side of the paper, I'll say the left side of the paper. And then the right side, write your answer to it. And then continue to write the question, and then continue with the answer, and filling a whole page until they feel that it may assist you and get to the core of this. The question is, and this will assist with the healing that they see occurring and the transformation in 2012, is the question is, why am I, so you'll phrase it, of course, for yourself, why am I not in love with every single person on this planet? Or you could phrase it, what keeps me from loving every single person on this planet fully? And by us asking those questions of ourselves and looking into those answers, that it will clear away that black. And when that black is cleared away and we are each fully loving every single person on this planet, then the true desire and hope that I think we all, as light seekers and animal lovers, the transformation of full consciousness and awareness for all will happen. That shift will happen. And they were saying for each and every one of us to look at those places where love is not flowing, and clear and open that pathway so it does. Beautiful. Thank you. So I would, too, we just have a few minutes, I see. I just want to thank all of you. I've loved this time together, and I know I would love to share more. And I am going to be doing another dolphin trip in Bimini, probably in May. I don't have the exact date set yet, but May of 2011. And in the past, I've always done the trips on a 91-foot boat with dolphin expeditions, and we sleep on the boat, we eat on the boat, and it's wonderful. And I'm considering that as one of the weeks, and I'm also considering having a land-based trip at one of the hotels on Bimini. And then during the day, we would go out with the dolphins, and not only the dolphins, but we see the stingrays, which would be another wonderful conversation. The stingrays are brilliant, and loving and amazing. And we do coral reefs and many other things, animal communication classes and dolphin readings, some yoga and meditation. So if anybody has any other questions about that, I am available. My email address is my first and last name, and that's Asia, like the continent. It's A-S-I-A, and Voigt is V-O-I-G-H-T. At AOL.com, and also my website is AsiaVoigt.com. So I would love to continue working with all of you. Great. So thank you. And Kristen, I guess I will hand it back to you then for our last minute here.
Yes, that's wonderful. Asia, I just want to thank you so much. And I wanted to say, too, my experience with my dolphin guide was wonderful. I'm still kind of floating and reeling here in that. So thank you so much for that. And I hope that people find their way to you if they're interested for more work with the dolphins. And hopefully we will connect paths again for another time here within the Mastery Hour Cafe. So thank you so much, Asia. Thank you so much, everybody else. And have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye now.